at the moment. Weatherfront went through last night, still lying over the English Channel, so there's a lot of cloud still hanging over the county as a result of that. But gradually, a few holes developing in the cloud, and then this afternoon, I think there'll be more progress towards a generally brighter day with spells of sunshine. A few showers building at the same time, one or two in towards the north coast. That's where most of them will be, in fact, fairly isolated elsewhere. And temperatures today up to 12 degrees, with a northwesterly wind at first, light to moderate, but turning around to the southwest later in the day. Tonight, the showers continue, becoming more frequent, heavier, in fact, after midnight tonight. There'll be a risk of thunder and hail in some of those showers. And temperatures down as low as 6 degrees overnight. Tomorrow there'll be further showers, some still heavy, but generally brighter in the afternoon with sunny spells and maximum temperatures up to 12 degrees with a light to moderate southwesterly wind. On Saturday, the showers again more frequent for a time as a weather front moves across the southwest. Moderate to fresh southwesterly winds will turn to the west or northwest as it clears and highest temperatures around about 12 or 13 Celsius. For Sunday, Remembrance Day services in mind, then should be off to a dry start, maybe a cloudy start, but at least most of them getting in before the rain arrives in the afternoon and evening, coming in from a frontal system from the Atlantic. Northwesterly winds turning back to the southwest, increasing overnight as well for a time, and 12 or 13 degrees again, the highest temperature for Sunday. Monday, cloudy with outbreaks of rain or drizzle, fairly slow to clear. Could be right until the end of the day before things start to improve, and temperatures between 12 and 14 degrees at best. The surf conditions on the south coast, 3 to 5 foot, cleanish surf there. North coast, 3 to 5 foot, mainly clean.